Rochester Uyghurs attorney is Andy Hale. Andy, welcome back to the show.
Hey, good to be here. Thanks for having me on. I heard your little intro say we might be telling the story for the last time. I don't think so. I don't think the final chapter has been written yet. So we shall see.
In 1960, Chester was accused of murdering three suburban women at Starved Rock State Park. He was working in the lodge kitchen, and the case pressed against him was that he took a frozen branch. When the women went out for a walk, he followed them. He was going to rob them. The whole thing went badly. He took the frozen patch, killed one, and then the other two, and was found guilty after numerous confessions and a trial that was unusual, but still he went to jail for 60 years. He was finally released after good behavior. You all wanted to, even though he was out, get his conviction overturned. And a judge just last week said, no, the evidence that you all presented is not compelling enough to do so. And then Chester Uyghur died. What's going on here, Andy? What else is should we know?
Well, it's a sad story. Chester Uyghur fought to the very end. He was 86 years old. The injustice he suffered, this poor guy getting arrested without probable cause. He got arrested. Most people don't know this. Before he confessed, there was no reason to arrest him for charging him with the murders. He then spent 60-plus years in prison, fought to the very end, and we lost the recent court ruling last week. He passed away peacefully with his family. He is at peace now. He is at peace. But the burden's been shifted to me. He's passed the torch to me, and I'll continue to press on. I do think we overwhelmingly proved and met our burden at the court hearing. To show that our new evidence, when combined with the old evidence, would likely lead to a different trial result, primarily because of the DNA. I don't know if people really know about the DNA evidence we had, but there was a hair found on one of the victim's fingers. We did DNA testing. It was not Chester Uyghur. We did genetic genealogy testing. It came back to one of three local brothers. That hair was an antigen hair. It was in a growing phase. It had a root. That should have been enough alone, and we had plenty more. That, in my opinion, should have been enough to say, yeah, this would probably change the trial result if this was introduced into evidence. Judge didn't see it that way. I completely disagree. And it was kind of a shocking ruling. It really was.
The judge, among other things, said, well, just because somebody else's hair appears at the scene doesn't mean Chester wasn't there, too. And he also questioned the handling of the DNA evidence over the years.
He didn't say that.
Well, others have, but the judge also questioned the handling of the DNA over the years.
Yeah, I think that's a hollow argument, too. This hair was in a glass slide engraved with a diamond stylus that said exactly where it came from. It was recovered from Mrs. Murphy. The state sent these hairs to the WashU Medical School in 1960 to be tested. You mean to tell me if they came back to Chester Uyghur, they weren't gonna use it? The evidence was reliable. I had Dr. Chris Palahniuk from Microtrace talking about the catalog and the evidence. And really, what the judge went with was this zany contamination theory that there was no foundation for.
Well,
that the Will County State's Attorney's Office threw out there, and the judge kind of latched onto. And I was really surprised that actually carried the day.
I don't want to sort of retry the case here. I know you're unsatisfied with it. And frankly, I'm sympathetic to your argument. And I'm open to Chester's innocence, or at least the fact that he didn't act alone. But just two other.
Well, that's changing the goalposts, though. If you want to say that, let's just rewrite the whole narrative and, you know, move the goalposts. There's nobody argued, you know, the confession was he did it alone. The state argued he did it alone. So you can't say now, oh, the hair came back to Joe, so Chester did it with Joe, or the hair came back to, you know,
respond
three other
to
people.
That,
Chester
though,
did it with three other people.
That there were, you know, the author of a book about this was on with us a couple days ago, and he reminded us. Well, okay, but he reminded us that Chester had confessed numerous times, and that there was another person, a court reporter, was there. So
Let me address that.
Just that, and then I have one more question for you.
Anybody who says that does not understand the concept of false confessions. We know today in 2025, they are real. People falsely confess. I had a false confessions expert that the court barred who said all the factors are present here. So Chester Uyghur got arrested, charged with a triple murder, and told if you don't confess, you're going to get electrocuted. So he confessed over 24 hours to whoever talked to him to save his life. I mean, that is not unusual. That's what happens in false confessions. So to say the case is dispositive because of that, I've got 100 other reasons why that confession is coerced and invalid. So that in and of itself is so unpersuasive.
Are you going to continue then to pursue the overturning of his conviction to, in essence, prove his innocence?
Yes. Until I take my last breath, I will do everything I can to get Chester the justice he deserves. We'll have to figure out what that path is. I'm looking at a sign in my office right now that I preach this all the time. Everything in life is an opportunity. This unjust court ruling is going to lead me down a new path. I'll find a way. There's something out there for me awaiting a new opportunity for justice. And I think I'll be back on your show at some point down the road.
Well, I'll make it available to you as you continue to pursue this. Andy, good luck to you. I'm sorry for Chester's incarceration all those years, and I'm sorry for the death of those women. I mean, at the end of the day, that's
me too.
That's the worst of it. But you argue that Chester was dealt a life of injustice too, and we have appreciated your time on the radio over the last couple of years, and maybe we'll visit again then, Andy. Thank you.
Always good to talk to you. Thanks for having me on.
Andy Hale represented Chester Uyghur.